Woke up quick at about 3, cause I had to be at the brewery. I gotta make beer before the day begins so I could have some cold brews for all my friends. What up, y'all? This is Dieter Forstner, head brewer, Angel City. Much love.
And I'm Ashley Todd with Angel City Brewery, and you're listening to Beer Geek Radio.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. And as always, I'm your host. My name is Brad.
And this is Steven.
And we are recording today on location at Angel City Brewing in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we were expecting what we got out of the building, were we?
No, not at all. You walk inside, and it's probably one of the coolest looking buildings I've been in when it comes to brewing. It has a mezzanine inside, so there's a whole second story in the first floor, and there's a giant slide, a spiral slide. Very, very random, but I'm definitely going to have to take a tour of that later, guys.
Yeah, it's sure. A really cool looking place. And we've got two of Angel City's finest over here. Why don't you guys say hello? We have Dieter.
I'm Dieter Forstner, head brewer here at Angel City.
And I'm Ashley Todd. I am the salesperson for Angel City Brewery.
Cool. So we have a fun and nice little informative episode. We kind of wanted to come out here because we've seen Angel City Brewing at several festivals that we've been to. And, we figure, why are we wasting so much time? Let's get out here and get to meet these guys. We kind of see, like I said, they're emerging as a brewery out here in the area. And you know what? You guys are going to start seeing them if you haven't already. So, mm-hmm. And it's good to have you guys on. Thanks for coming on. And as usual, you guys are used to us doing our Getting to Know Your Beer Geek segment, and when we do on-location stuff, it's no different. We just let our guests get involved, and that's what we're going to do today. So the question is, if you've had just a really bad day, and you guys get home, and you're, man, what do I want to drink? Man, I got a parking ticket on the way home, just things didn't work out at work, my lunch sucked. What's your go-to beer to help make your night better than your day was?
For me, my go-to beer is whiskey, but...
All right, there you go.
any specific brand or?
The cheaper, the better, probably.
If it comes in a plastic bottle, there you go.
That would be a plus.
Get some prestige.
Get some Rebel Yell or something. What about you, Ashley? What's your go-to beer, you think?
This is a really tough one, so I'd probably narrow it down to style, but I really like sour ales, and especially because you kind of want to let them heat up a little bit. It might help me take some breaths, relax. Get into the mood a little bit and just drink it off.
There you go.
Nice. Nice. What about you, Steven? What's your go-to? I just had a shitty day and I want to drink beer.
Something that's really drinkable and you said off air, something you can get chilled. And I'm going to have to go with Francis Skeener because it's real easy. It's an easy drinker and it's delicious. So.
Yeah, I think the drinkability is what I would focus on when answering this question primarily. I would look for something that's already in the fridge, mm-hmm. something that I don't have to pull out of a cellar or off a shelf and wait for it to chill, because by the time it does, I'm like, oh, you know what? I've calmed down from my day. I don't need a beer now.
You just wasted your bad mood.
Right. And you know what? I don't like doing that. So I'm going to take it out on something. So I would go with a beer like something that comes in a six-pack. I had a beer earlier that really I think would do the job, and it was Lagunitas Sucks. Or just mm-hmm. a really good, I think, either a really good piney IPA or even a real good off-the-shelf stout. Mm-hmm. Firestone Velvet Merlin usually does the job for that, or a Sierra Nevada stout's also very good. But yeah, I don't want to get something that's really high in alcohol content because I want to drink the damn thing. I don't want to get blitzed on the couch before dinner.
Well, that's where me and you differ.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. But that's all right, though. That's whatever works.
It's all good.
Different strokes.
Yeah.
So we're here at Angel City Brewery, and we wanted to reach out, as I said, because we've seen you guys at a few beer festivals, and we figured it would be a really good opportunity to come out and get to meet you guys and try some of your beer and let everybody know in our audience just what you guys are about. And so we do have two of your beers in front of us. We did get to sample four beers before we started, and we picked two, and we've got the Pilsner, and it's with Chill Pils.
That's what I call it. We don't really have a name for it, but I always wanted to name a beer Chill Pils. I just thought it was cool.
I really dig that name.
That's a cool name. It's a cool name.
Just go ahead, grab yourself a Chill Pils, brah.
Now, why don't you actually make that the official name? Is there a problem with it? Or
no, we're still working with it. It's mm-hmm. all our beers. We're still working on our recipes. We're not making drastic changes, but
just trying to fine tune.
Yeah. Tighten the nuts.
That's cool.
making it a little bit better.
Those nuts need to be tightened. They do.
And then the other one we have is the Eureka Wit. We did get to drink four beers, as we said. We drank the Angelino IPA and the Vanilla Porter. All four very solid beers, but we figured we'd go a different route than we normally would. I had IPA earlier, so figured we'd do the Wit and the Pilsner. Yeah. And, you know, about the pills, we'll start with the pills just because it is kind of lighter in nature. Kind of tell us briefly about the beer and kind of what went into it, what was the goal when you made it, kind of what did you set out to do when you said, I want to brew this beer?
Well, I wanted to brew a Pilsner. I come from a lager background, and I really enjoy the style. So I've brewed lots of different Pilsners in my past, and this is my first time I actually had an opportunity to develop my own recipe. Before, I'd had to brew other people's recipes, so now I got to put my say on it. So,
and when you say that you come from a lager background, you mean that's primarily what you've brewed before?
Yeah, I used to brew for a lager brewery, and now I get to experiment and branch out. But I have a soft spot in my heart for lagers.
There you go.
And I would be remiss without saying that my dad loves Pilsner style beers, and he really was pushing me to brew a lager, a Pilsner, and I had the opportunity, so I jumped all over it, and I brewed something that I liked, a way that I liked it, and I think it came out really good, really crisp, really clean. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice doughy nose to it, yet when you take a sip of it, those hops just envelop your entire palate, envelop your tongue, and you're like, it's pretty chill. Chill pills.
I and drinking this, a Pilsner is not normally a style that I would go to before many others, but when I picked the style to do on the show, I wanted to pick the Pils because it stood out to me in terms of I drink a lot of porters, I drink a lot of stouts, I drink a lot of IPAs. I don't drink a lot of Pilsners, and I figured, you know what, let's take the opportunity. I've had a good one today that I do like, so let's talk about it. And as you said, you come from a Pilsner or a lager background. It's a very solid brew. I get why you'd say chill pills, because it's very drinkable. It's refreshing, too, and it has a real nice hop bite. Very solid beer. I really do enjoy it.
Thank you.
Is this beer, would you say, is probably one that you'd have as kind of, dare I say, like a segue beer to kind of get, if somebody came into your brewery and they said, you know, I've had, you know, a lot of the macro stuff. I mean, would that be your go-to style, you say, for somebody like that to kind of get them to get an idea of what you guys, your styles come, what you make?
Mm-hmm. It's not really to convert, it's to introduce different styles, different ideas, and if this is something that gets somebody who doesn't necessarily drink small batch beers, craft beers, and if somebody comes in and says, wow, this is pretty cool, this is delicious, what else do you got?
Kind of opens up the floodgates for them to kind of open their mind and try different things.
What kind of hops are in this beer? Probably an easier question for you.
See, we got Hallertau, Tettnang, and Saaz.
Nice. It's like I said, it's a real solid but very drinkable with a really nice hop bite. That's why I asked about the hops, because I just took a swig, and I really do like it. It's a very good beer. And Pilsners are not a beer, as I've said, that we drink too much of on the show. So I think it's like it to take the opportunity to drink, a good Pilsner, because like as we said, Steven, you really don't like lagers at all. Are you enjoying this beer?
For the most part, yeah. Like I said, it's just not my style. But, I mean, it's better than some of the stuff that I've had off shelf. Yeah, I'm digging it. Like, I could drink this. I'd order it again.
Good.
Well, order it for the first time anyways.
So we had a chance. That's the first beer. We will get to the Eureka Wit in just a minute. I'd like to give these guys an opportunity to kind of give us a brief rundown of the brewery and the history.
Angel City was actually opened in the late 90s by a gentleman by the name of Michael Bowe. Used to be out in Alpine Village out in Torrance. He moved his facility out here to lovely downtown Los Angeles, where it's been for the past couple of years. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to keep things going, looking to sell off his business. But fortunately for us, Alan Newman, one of our founders, came out here at that same time and was looking to buy a brewery in Los Angeles. So he bought the brewery from Michael Bowe, and basically the only thing that's the same is the name and the new location, but everything else past that has changed. We've had lots of people come in asking if we're going to make some of Michael's previous beers, but that's not really what we're doing. We're brewing our own beers. We're building our own identity. I came out from Arizona last April, and I've been brewing here ever since, and just absolutely having a blast.
Great. That's awesome. And, you know, like you said, I remember when I've read up a little bit on your guys' brewery, I found out you guys had opened up in the late 90s. And when we come here, when we stopped by the brewery before we started recording, we took a walk around, and you can tell you guys are very much getting your feet under you guys. You guys are open, though, a couple days a week, right?
Yeah, right now we're only open 4 days a week. We're open Thursday through Sunday on limited hours. We're still under construction, so, you know, we want to make sure we get all the work done that needs to be done inside the building.
Yeah.
But we also want to give people a chance to come inside the building and check things out and see what we're doing here. It's always funny. I look outside and you see people at the gates. It's almost like the kids that used to walk by Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Yeah. And they're like, they're making chocolate in there, but I don't see anybody. What's going on?
Yeah.
Can I go inside? And so now we finally opened up the gates. We're allowing people to come in and check out, see what we're doing and check out our space and just get acquainted with us.
So I got to ask. I mentioned it in the introduction. What do you use do you use that spiral slide out there? Because that looks like that has my name written all over it.
This actually used to be a wire cable manufacturing plant. And that was used to send supplies down from the top floor all the way down to the bottom.
Gotcha.
Last person that rode the slide down from the top floor all the way to the bottom floor got a 1-inch gash from his armpit down to his wrist.
Holy crap.
So it looks inviting. it seems unassuming, but most dangerous things seem very inviting and unassuming.
Well, I'm going to avoid that then.
My question to you then is, Steven, is it still calling your name then?
Not so much, no.
It is a 100-year-old slide. This building does turn 100 this year. So.
Wow. That's really
cool. It's a really, really cool, as we said prior, it's a really cool-looking building. It does look, dare I say, it looks really old. It does look very historical. Like you said, it will turn 100. You said something interesting off the air that it was used originally to supply cables to make suspension bridges. Golden Gate was one. Brooklyn was another one. So, I mean, it's a really cool building. So, I mean, it's not a building you guys would see on the street and say, yep, that's a brewery. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what adds to the charm of the building, because when you walk inside, I mean, they've got everything looks really elegant. The from the taps and the bar look really cool. You could tell there's a lot going on. This is gonna be a really cool place. I think one of my first thoughts when I walked in is I can imagine some great either indoor beer festivals or bottle shares or just a really cool place to hang out.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think it's a really great place with a lot of charm.
Thanks. Yeah, it's kind of designed like 1920s Art Deco. You know, it's really throwback LA. While it's not complete yet, we're working towards that. And we want to make sure that people feel comfy and cozy here and just chill and hang out and have a beer. And
yeah,
I just see it as charm.
Yeah.
I like old stuff. And when I came here for my interview, I tell you, the building sold me on the job.
Well, as soon as we pulled up, we were like, wow, this is not what we were expecting. I like that. I really like it.
It's just that old industrial look, and you're like, oh my god, I work here.
It looks completely for breweries that we've been in. It looks completely foreign. I mean, we've been to Stone, we've been to a brewery, we've been to all these different places, and none of them have the look or feel that's quite like this. So you're
no, they really don't. But in a good way, though.
No, yeah.
I think
we
can both agree it's a really good way. I do really like what's going on here. It wasn't what I expected, but it was so much more.
You can tell, like, once it's packed full of people, it have a very warm feel to it.
Oh, yeah. Like most definitely. And when you said previously that you come from a lager background, is there any kind of style that you guys, going forward, you think you're going to focus on, or is that one you want to showcase mostly, or you guys want to just build a kind of a robust catalog of styles?
We just want to build a robust catalog of styles. You know, we want to introduce LA to the craft beer scene, craft beer market, and, you know, hopefully they embrace us. Hopefully they embrace the styles that we brew. But really, we're looking to brew beer for them. So, you know, buy our beer, tell us what you like, or don't buy our beer and tell us what you don't like so we know not to brew that. I mean, we're really trying to cater to LA, trying to make sure that we brew beers to their style and to their liking, to their taste preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more styles they like, the better for me, because I like brewing different stuff. When you brew the same thing day in, day out, it gets kind of boring.
Yeah, well, that's the best thing about craft beer fans, is everybody likes something different.
Yeah, absolutely. We learned that immediately in having a conversation with Ashley over there about sours, and she said you love them over there. Great stuff for you, Cantillon. And
yes, we actually have some barrels that we're waiting to fill and hopefully create some excellent sours. And I'm very concerned about the employee growler plan when that takes place.
It's actually a subject that I'm going to get into after we review our second beer is future plans. And I think that you'd be perfect to kind of give us any clues as to what's coming. But we'll save that for in just a few minutes. We've moved on to the Eureka Wit. We've got a chance to get to know these guys some more and their styles and their backgrounds. So we've moved on to the second beer, and I think it's dynamite,
man. This is really, really good. Yeah, this is my favorite out of the two.
When Dieter was over there talking, I was like, am I going to be able to compose myself? Because is it going to come across on air that I keep sniffing this beer? What were you saying, Steven?
My favorite flavor coming out of this is it has a really nice clove presence, and I love cloves, so.
Has brewed with Belgian yeast in it, and it's reminiscent to me of like a European Hef. And I was saying this off the air, it's reminiscent to me of a European, like a wheat beer, kind of like a Bavarian or Belgian. Very good flavors, clove, like Steven said, bananas, a little bit of bubble gum. It's just, I think Ashley put it best before we went on air. She said, "You said it was dangerously drinkable."
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in LA, we're very blessed to have, 70-degree weather all the time, sunny, clear blue skies, and this, to me, typifies the California experience. Yeah. It's like a vacation.
Exactly.
Take a sip and escape.
This is something you could drink on the beach, something you could drink at a barbecue. I mean, if you're up in the mountains in a cabin. I mean, this embodies the California spirit of a beer.
Yeah.
And very drinkable, very refreshing. Obviously not something that's, going to put you on your ass if you've had, one or two. What is the ABV on this? I'm curious.
It's in the upper ends of 4. It's right around 4.8, 4.9, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Dangerously drinkable, because I could drink a lot of this. This is very good.
I can see myself buying a 6-pack of that. And finishing it up real quick.
it's really sessionable, and that's the hard part. I'm a session beer drinker. I tend to drink more than one, and this is just one of those beers that are easy to drink. It's light-bodied, very thin, great flavor, but they go down fast.
And it's really hard to get tired of something like this.
Right, absolutely.
This past summer, I brewed an avocado beer. Made it taste like guacamole.
That's true California right there.
It was brewed with 150 pounds of avocados that I picked off my grandma's ranch.
You got to do that again.
Crushed red pepper, garlic, salt, cilantro, lime peel. I mean, we'll do some weird off-the-wall stuff as well. And, it's not going to be for everybody.
You're like the Jones Sodas of beer.
That's awesome, though. An avocado beer, there's not really too much that embodies the spirit of California more than avocados. I mean, we all love guacamole for sure.
I love guacamole and I love beer, and I just wanted to marry them.
This is a very refreshing beer. I think this is very, as we said, sessionable, but like Dieter said, sessionable doesn't mean lack of flavor.
Yeah.
And that's, because it doesn't. It doesn't at all. So... before we close up, I do kind of want to give you guys the opportunity to maybe give us some hints of where is Angel City going to go next? What are you guys working on? What's currently in the works? You guys can probably both speak to that, I'm sure. You on the beer side, you on the sales side, Ashley. Kind of give us an idea of what are you guys working on, if you can say. I don't want to...
Well, really, most off, we're working on building relationships with our community and building relationships with L.A., we really want to be LA's brewery, and hopefully people come out, drink our beers, taste our beers, and enjoy it, enjoy our space, and enjoy us. And beyond that, it's just having a good time. It's making great beer and playing around, and hopefully they enjoy my creativity, my imagination, and my beers. And I guess in the end, it's just about having fun and having a good time and celebrating, really.
Definitely like what we were talking about earlier, where beer is more than just an experience. So, of course, we're going to offer you guys amazing beers, everything from crazy avocado-style guacamole beers to, hey, you're out with some friends and you walked here, you know, have a couple session beers, have some Eureka. Yeah. So we're going to offer you that and a cool space, but also really more of an experience. So something to make the beer more than just the liquid for you by building relationships with the community and doing a ton of cool events that that hearken to our culture of being in the Arts District, being in one of the most amazing cities in the United States. And, you know, something that people who live here want to come to, and also people who are from out of state, they want to bring their friends here too.
Yeah, because if you guys are, obviously Los Angeles is one of the biggest tourist areas in the country. And, you know, with the growing rise of craft beer, you know, just fanaticism, you know, you guys are going to be, hey, come to Angel City. You know, we're going to be the one to come to in L.A. And, you know.
We hope so.
I think you will be. I think you definitely will be, because as big as L.A. is, there's not a lot, or what I would say is a glut of craft breweries in L.A. I mean, I would come here just first and foremost without even trying the beer. I'd come here because of the location alone. Knowing what I know about your guys' location, and as Diener and I were talking about, charm is big here. And I would come check it out based on that merit alone. And, you know, then you start trying the beers, and we've, like I said, we've had four beers, different beers from you guys today, and they're all great. I mean, I really enjoy all of them.
Thank you. We're working on a few other recipes, and we're working on a few different beer styles. Hopefully we'll keep you guys on your toes. We've got an au jus beer that we'll be releasing here in our tasting room here really soon. We've got Felipe's and Cole's here, so we figured French dip style sandwiches are all the rave here in LA. Why not make a French why not make a French sip beer? And we also have a grapefruit wit that will a grapefruit Berliner Weiss that we'll be releasing here pretty soon in the brewery.
Ashley looks happy about that.
Yep. I'm quite excited about that
this
one.
Whole time.
As she said Berliner, she's like, oh yeah, I can't wait.
So, and we got a few other beers that I've got running around in my head and that we're developing here at the brewery as well. So hopefully you guys come out and check them out and give us a shot.
And if you can't make it to the brewery yet, please check out our Facebook and our Twitter. We're doing all kinds of events all over the city. So hopefully we can come out. And if you guys are really excited about a beer style that Dieter hasn't thought of yet, please let us know. And we're eager to please.
Yeah, it sounds like he's thought about almost everything. So
the next question I kind of want to ask you guys, too, is for people who maybe not be able to make it here. What are you guys' plans for bottling or even distribution? Are you guys there yet? Or are you guys getting there? Because I think it's obviously going to be great for people to be able to walk into a bottle shop or a liquor store and see your guys' logo right there in their face and say, I want that beer.
Absolutely. But first you have to build a relationship with your consumer, and that's getting the beer into the customer's hands.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is by going to all the excellent bars and restaurants around this area. We started downtown, as Dieter and I both said, we're very into the community. So building a foundation right here, right by our roots, and then kind of expanding outwards, starting off with a strong draft focus and then gradually moving out into package.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah, because, I mean, now that's one of the things. Is obviously, it's a huge thing for any brewery is to get in front of people, not just at the brewery, but get distributed. So, but that's great that you guys seem to be doing it right. Definitely starting with the quality of the beer, and you guys have that nailed. So,
well, thank you. You know, we strive to make a quality product, and like Ashley was saying before, we just want to take care of L.A. first and just kind of grow from there. I mean, it's hard to claim to be L.A.'s brewery when you all of a sudden explode all over into all these other areas that you can't sustain. We want to make sure that we make good beer, make sure all the bars and pubs and restaurants around L.A. get great beer, and kind of grow from there.
Good. Sweet. Awesome. So before we close, we're going to give you guys the opportunity to speak directly with our audience, to kind of just give one little last piece of information. Ashley, you started to do that briefly with your guys' Facebook stuff. I want to give you guys the opportunity to kind of let everybody know where to find you guys, and that's information, beer-wise. Just give a quick, if you guys could sum it up really briefly, what would you guys tell people about Angel City Brewery?
Bunch of fun-loving people. Want to make good beer, want to create a good experience, and want to make sure everybody comes out. And if nothing else, just drink good beer and have a good time, enjoy life.
That's what I like.
we talk about this at our QA meetings, which, yes, we do get to get paid to drink beer in the morning as a
taste.
Group.
Which, taste.
Taste for quality assurance purposes. But we talk about bringing cheer to the beer. I mean, you know, anybody can have a delicious beer, and kind of what we were all saying before about we hang on to these special beers, but it's really about finding the right people to share them with and the experience. So not only do we have a great liquid to share with you guys, but a great space, and hopefully we're offering a great experience, but we welcome you to come check it out for yourself, and you decide.
Awesome. And so if people wanted more information, where would you guys direct them to?
We have a Facebook page, Angel City Brewery. We also have a Twitter, Instagram, all those good things. But and you can also check out our website, www.angelcitybrewery.com.
Great. Awesome. Well, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you guys for hosting us tonight, because it's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah,
this building is really cool.
Thanks for coming out.
And it's been a pleasure and a privilege. It's all on this side of the table, definitely. So once again, one thank you guys to Angel City Brewery. And we recommend you guys check it out. It has our highest mark of recommendation.
Yep. It's right off the 10 freeway, or I'm sorry, 101 freeway.
Yep, off the 101 and Alameda. And you guys obviously know where to find us. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. You can follow our Untappd account, so you want to know how much of alcoholics we look like. We're not really, but... So you guys know where to find Angel City Brewing. And you know what? Check them out, man. Come down here. And if nothing else, just stay for a while and take in the charm. Drink some great beer and enjoy craft, because you know what? They do it right here. So I want to say cheers and thank you guys one last time.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. Thank you.